我哋今日嘅经文喺哥罗西书嘅第一章第九到第十七节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 9 through 17.
我先用啟應嘅方式嚟讀，先用廣東話嚟讀，然後用英文嚟讀。
We'll first all together read responsively, first in Cantonese, and then in English.
哥羅西書一章九節，因此我們自從聽見的日子，也就為你們不住地禱告祈求。愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满斟，知道神的旨意。Verse 10，好令你们行智为人，对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐地多知道神。11，叫他荣耀的权能得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜地忍耐宽容。这父叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里，为使得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，有高处靠他做的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、掌权的，一切都是藉着他做的，又是为他做的。一起到第十七节，他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord,
fully pleasing to Him,
bearing fruit in every good work,
and increasing in the knowledge of God. Being strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy.
Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified to share in the inheritance of His kingdom light.
He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son.
In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
For by Him all things are created in heaven and on earth,
visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together.God bless the reading and hearing of His word. The children may be now quietly dismissed for children's worship downstairs. Pastor Wilson's message titled The Kingship of Christ.
The Apostle Paul tells us here in Colossians 1 a simple truth. Jesus is the king.
使徒保罗是在哥罗西书第一章这里很清楚地讲给我们听，他说到耶稣基督就是王。
Notice what we just read in verses 12 and 13. Samuel, if you don't mind, if you could chime 12 and 13 again.
我们刚才看到的第12、第13节那里这么讲。
It says there that God says through Paul that a Christian is someone who has been transferred. Do you see that there? Transferred into the kingdom of God's Son.
咁喺呢度咧，佢讲到咧，基督徒咧就系咧，我哋系转入到去神嗰个儿子嘅嗰个国度。
Again, I'm not going to read the verses because we read it just a moment ago, so you could see that there. But do you see that? You're transferred by faith into the kingdom, it says, of God's Son.
咁喺呢度讲到咧，我哋话咧系藉着信咧，我哋系转到去神嗰个儿子嘅国度里边。
And then, if Sam, you don't mind, if you could hit slides, verse 16. In verse 16, we're told Jesus was the creator of all thrones and authorities.
咁然后咧喺第十六节嗰度咧，佢去讲到咧，耶稣基督咧，佢话佢系万有都系靠佢做嘅。佢系喺所有嘅在位同埋执政嘅嗰度。
Again, you could see it for yourself in the Word of God. You know, let the Spirit of God and the Word of God teach you.
你可以用神嘅灵同埋神嘅话语去教导你。
So that means simply, He's the King of all kings, and He's the Lord of all lords.
换句话讲，即系话咧，耶稣基督佢就系万王之王、万主之主。
Now there's two parts in these brief eight verses. One part is the cosmic kingship of Christ.
咁喺我哋读嘅呢八节嘅经文里边咧，佢有两部分。第一部分咧就讲到咧，耶稣基督咧，佢系呢一个宇宙嘅王。
I'll unpack that in a moment. And the other paragraph is the personal kingship of Christ.
咁而我會一間我會講嗰部分，咁然後第二講到咧就係、是、第二部分佢講到嘅就話咧，我就係、是、耶穌基督係我哋個人嘅嗰個嘅王，佢有嗰個嘅王權。
Okay, so you need both truths here. He's the king of the cosmos, the world, the universe.
咁我哋需要呢兩個嘅真理。第一就係耶穌基督係呢個宇宙，佢係呢個世界嘅王。
But the Apostle Paul doesn't stop there. He says,Jesus needs and can be king of your personal life.
咁但系保罗佢冇暂一停喺度，佢话耶稣基督亦都系你自己个人嘅个王。
See, that's what Paul's emphasizing here in Colossians 1, and it's on slide 2. Samuel, if you could show that for us. Paul writes in his letter, right, to the Colossian Christians, two paragraphs, King of kings is reigning.
咁喺呢度咧，保罗佢写俾哥罗西嘅呢啲嘅信徒，佢话俾佢听。耶稣基督是万王之王，他在掌权的。
And here's the key for us in that last line on slide 2. His purpose for doing this is because Christ is king of the cosmos. Therefore, he should be your personal king.
在这里讲到他就说，假如他说耶稣基督是这个宇宙的王的时候，他也要成为你生命里面个人的一个王。
So let's take a look at those two important aspects here that Paul emphasizes.
咁我哋睇下咧，保罗喺呢度佢所强调嘅呢两方面。
And we'll be doing that today and next time.
咁我咧会用今日嘅时间同埋下个礼拜嘅时间嚟到去讲到嘅。
First, we're going to touch on Christ is cosmic king.
咁首先我哋讲到耶稣基督佢系一个宇宙嘅王。
Now, some of you have some understanding of some theology, right?
咁我相信在座有啲人咧都会明白一啲嘅神学。
So you know, I can't do much in 20 minutes.
咁你要知道20分钟我唔可以讲到好多嘢。
This is a deep, deep subject, right? Christ is cosmic king, king of all the universe.
咁喺呢度讲到咧，耶稣基督咧，佢系呢个宇宙，系整个宇宙嘅一个嘅王。呢个系一个好深奥嘅题目。
So we're only going to really touch on the surface of this.
我哋咧可能只可以咧讲到一啲个佢嘅关于佢呢一样嘢嘅一个皮毛。
Because you could fill this whole building with books just on the fact that Christ is cosmic king.
因为咧我可以将咧呢个整个嘅建筑物咧都摆满晒所有呢个书籍咧，都佢可以咧系讲到话耶稣基督系呢个宇宙嘅王系。
But here's my emphasis in 20 minutes, and it's on slide 2.Since Christ is the cosmic king, therefore he must be your personal king.
咁所以咧，我嘅重点想摆喺嘅就系话咧，如果耶稣基督佢喺呢个宇宙嘅王嘅时候，佢一定要系成为你个人生命嘅王。
And so we're going to unpack that in 20 minutes. What that means, how that works out in your life.
咁我咧就会喺呢二十分钟里面讲咧，咁系咩意思咧？咁样同埋点样喺你嘅生命里边嚟到去实行出嚟咧
？Okay, first, what that means? Look at what Paul's saying. He's saying about Jesus being the cosmic king. He says we must live in His kingdom. His kingdom is cosmic.
咁如果我哋讲到咧，耶稣基督系呢个宇宙嘅王嘅时候，咩意思咧？咁即系话咧，我哋系要住喺佢嗰个国度里边，我哋住喺，因为耶稣基督佢就系呢个宇宙。
We just looked at verses 16 and 17. It says Jesus, He Jesus is before all things.
十六节嗰度佢讲到，十七节嗰佢讲到佢系喺万有之先。
Again, that's a profound statement. He is before all things.
佢喺万有之先呢一个系一个有好深远嘅影响嘅。
Many of you have know more than I of Eastern religions.
咁在座中可能咧有啲人咧认识好多比我仲认识更多东方嘅一啲嘅宗教。
If that's your background, that's different than what Paul says.
咁如果呢个系你嗰个背景嘅时候咧，你就会发觉咧，佢同保罗喺呢度讲嘅咧有啲唔同啦。
Eastern religions see God as really emanating from the world.
咁咧，東方嘅宗教咧，佢講到咧，神咧就係由呢個世界嗰度咧嚟到顯生出嚟嘅。
That's a fancy way of saying God is the world, the spirit of the world in and around the world。
咁佢就會話到咧，呢個神咧就係呢一個嘅世界。咁呢一神咧就喺呢個嘅喺呢個世界嘅一個靈喺呢個世界或者係環繞呢個世界。
But that's not what the Bible says。
但係聖經唔係咁講。
The Bible.Christianity sees God as having existed before the world.
在圣经里面，他讲到耶稣基督，神他是在这个世界以先。
In other words, God exists apart from the world.
即是说呢，神不是在这个世界的一部分。
Or as theologians coined the term, God is being transcendent over the world.
神学家他就讲到，他说神是什么？神是超越了这个宇宙。
And what I'm doing is just explaining...What the text says, he is before, it says, before all things.
咁所以喺呢度我只系讲到，即系好似经文里边讲，佢话神系乜嘢？佢话系喺万有之先。
And then he says in verse 17, Samuel, if you don't mind, hit 17 there. Paul says, for by him all things were created, and therefore, this is verse 17, in him all things hold together.
咁喺第十六十七佢讲到咧，万有咧都系靠佢而造成嘅，所以佢讲到咧，佢话万有都系靠佢而立。
You know why he needs to be personal king? You can't exist apart from him right now. You can deny that, but right now, as you sit here, you cannot live. You cannot exist apart from him.
咁你可以唔去承认神，但系咧，你今日坐喺度，你嘅存在咧，你唔可以咧嚟到去话你要你系。可以同神嚟到係分開嘅。
That's why he has to be your personal king.
所以神係要成為你個人嘅王。
Because he is the cosmic king.
因為佢係呢個宇宙嘅王。
And what's that?
咁係咩意思呢？
This means Christians have seen for centuries, centuries that the universe has both a physical and a moral structure. Physical and moral structure.
基督徒在这么多的世纪里面他们会看见这个世界是有什么是有一个物理或一个物质还有也有一个道德的结构
And he's holding everything together
而他就将这些所有的东西维系一起
And the reason is because of him Him alone
因为只是他唯有他
See again I can only touch on the surface here This is tremendously profound right?
知識是非常之深奧的。
And I could go into some philosophical, cultural, sociological things, ramifications. They're so great, you know, but we don't have time for that.
雖然我可以咧，仲可以喺哲學上面、文化上面或者係社會學上面嚟到去講到佢哋可以衍生出嚟有啲咩結果。
So I'm just going to pick out a couple of tiny, tiny examples of how this is the facts. This is the case.
咁我咧只系可以咧讲一讲几个嘅例子嚟到去讲俾你听呢个事实系点样样。
Right, we all just saw verse 17. In him, all things hold together. We just saw that, right, in black and white.
喺十七节嗰度，佢话万有系靠他而立，即系话系靠佢咧嚟到去联系稳固埋一齐。
And I've just stated all physical and moral order and structure in the universe are because of him.
咁所以喺呢个宇宙里边，所有喺物理上边或者系喺道德上边嘅呢啲嘅秩序咧，都系靠神嘅。
Well, you might say, Wilson, you know, I don't know about that. Nature seems very random.
咁你可能你话牧师，呢个大自然好似都系好随机嘅。
In fact, it seems unstable, capricious.
或者这个大自然好像都是变幻无定的。
Right? Didn't you hear on the news recently? Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico just had an earthquake.
就好像最近在Puerto Rico那裡就有一個大地震了。
Well, don't you know? There are disasters, there are avalanches, there are earthquakes like the 6.2 in Puerto Rico this past week.
牧師,你知不知道很多時候都會有這個世界,這個大自然裡面都有災難,有雪崩,有好像譬如最近發生的地震,這樣,這些東西。
You're missing the point. We're talking about something more basic, more fundamental.
如果你只是这样想的时候,你就可能错失了有一些要点了。我们现在讲的是一些更加基本的东西。
In fact, disasters like that earthquake prove this.
其实这些灾难是证明了这个在大自然里面的秩序。
There's an orderliness in nature, a uniformity in nature.
其实在大自然里面是有这个秩序,是有这个统一性的。
If you freeze water, right? Of course, today it's 60 degrees, right? In middle January, who would think of that, right? But if it's 32 Fahrenheit, you freeze, water freezes.
今天就六十多度了,但是如果你是要水结冰的时候,是多少度啊?就是一定是32度。That's
a law of nature. It's uniform all the time. 32 Fahrenheit, ooh, this water stuff, you know, out there now, you're sliding all over the place like ice.
如果你知道去到那個度數32度的時候,水就會結冰,你就會發覺是很鮮的。Many
of you love your tea, right?
有很多人喜歡喝茶。
But how do you brew tea? Right? How do you have green tea?
你怎麼沖茶?
212 Fahrenheit, boil that water. If it's less than 212, hey, tea doesn't taste good, right?
你要將水煮到沸點,就去到那個溫度的時候,它才會滾。
That's uniform. That's a law of nature.
这个都是大自然里面的那个定律,你会看见一定是这样的。
In fact, science is based on the idea of uniformity of nature.
其实科学也都是根据着大自然里面那个一致统一性。
If I weigh a rock today and it's 2 pounds, if I weigh the same rock tomorrow, it's not going to be 200 pounds.
如果我今天磅那塊石頭,這個石頭是2磅的話,我明天再去磅那塊石頭的時候,這塊石頭不會變成200磅。
That's how we're able to get up every morning. Uniformity of nature means the future we know is most likely like the past.
這就是我們每早我們會起床,因為在過去,在今天,那個大自然是怎樣的時候,大同小如都會這樣。
I had to get up early this morning, drop my daughter Daniela at the airport.
今早我一早就送我最小的女兒去機場。
She has school Monday. Let's go back.
她星期一要上學。
The reason you can fly to Chicago in an airplane is why? Laws of nature, aerodynamics.
這樣飛機怎麼可以在空中飛呀? 是因為在大自然裡面也有這個定律,有這個氣體的定律。
It's the same today as tomorrow. That's how you can fly a plane.
这个空气的动力的定律,它昨天是这样,今天也是这样的。
The same, you can say the same thing with hydrodynamics, for those of you who are aware of physics.
这个水的动力,那个定律都是一样的。
Right, these liquids, these fluids, it's the same tomorrow as today.
这些液体,那个动力是怎样,它昨天是这样,今天也是这样的。
And there, the Bible says there's a moral order because of God.
在圣经里面还说到,亦都在道德里面有这个秩序的,因为神就是在这里。
But if you go into center city, a place like Manhattan, you start proclaiming that, you know what the pushback you'll get? You'll get pushback.
如果你今天去到曼哈顿这样跟人家说的时候,有些人可能就会去跟你说相反的东西了。
Because many people you know, who aren't Christian are going to say modern secular people are going to say there's no creator God. There is none.
因为现代的俗世的人,他会说是没神的。
There's only the visible, not the invisible.
他说只有的就是眼能够可以看见的,没有眼不能看见的。
You hear that constantly in this culture.
你在这个文化里面常常都会这样听到。
Verse 16 says, because there's a creator God, Jesus Christ created what? It says in verse 16, both the visible and the invisible.
但在16节那里他讲到说万有都是靠神而所做的。所以耶稣基督他创造了一些眼能够看见的，也都做了一些眼不能看见的。You
need to tell that to your friends who don't know Christ.
你应该向一些不认识基督的朋友来这样讲。You
need to challenge their premise.
你应该去挑战他们的假设。Because
modern secular people say, Wilson, there's no eternity. You're wrong. There's no eternity.
因为现代的世俗的人,他说没有永恒。
Wilson, there's only the visible. There's not the invisible.
他们会说牧师只有能看见的,没有不能够看见的。
Modern secularists tell Christians, there's only the physical, not the spiritual.
他们对基督徒说,只有是眼能够看见的,没有属灵的东西。
There's only the body, there's no soul.
他说只有肉体,没有灵魂。
You know what some people think in modern secular society today? The top thinkers, they think it's about conditioning. That's all. It's about conditioning.
那很多时候,现在的那些现代的那些人,他们只是说,只有的就是一些调节。
And what they mean is, because years and years of experience, years and years of doing this and doing that, secular thinkers say, you get into the presence of light, you get into the presence of song or food or people you like, and what happens? Neocortex. Brain function just says, sends out chemicals. You feel nice.
他说人因为在多年以来,你经历很多不同的东西,你看见有什么,譬如光明的东西,音乐,食物,你喜欢的时候,你的脑就会去产生一些化学的作用,告诉你,告诉你,你喜欢这些东西。
That's what the secular thinkers are thinking today.
现代的人就是这样想。
Because they're adamant in saying there's no creator God.
因为他们说这个世界是没有这个创造主。
And if all you have is this visible, then how do you make sense of love and joy? It's nothing but conditioning. Just chemicals, neocortex, brain, higher function.
因为假如对他们来说,只有看见的东西才是存在的时候,那这个感觉开心,喜乐这些东西是什么东西呢? 他们会觉得只不过你身体里面调节了,因为你身体的脑里面经历这些东西,产生这些化学作用。
Here's what you need to do to, again, be respectful of people and their opinions, but here's what a Christian ought to do when you challenge that premise.
基督徒,当我们要去挑战人家这个假设的时候,我们都可以用一个很尊重的方式去做。
You can say people still are against cruelty. People are still fighting against prejudice.
你可以说人仍然会对这个残酷和偏见这些东西有一个对抗。
But your premise in saying that, again, there's no creator God is actually hypocritical.
但如果你去挑战你说这个宇宙里面是没有这个创造的主的时候,可能你这样看法就很假了。
Because if it's only the visible, if that's only the case, love and joy are just chemical reactions.
因为如果你说这个世界上只有你可以看到的东西才是真的时候,这样这些爱,这些喜乐,这些只不过是一些化学的反应。
And so your fight against cruelty and prejudice are just chemical reactions too.
如果你对于残酷和偏见来对抗的时候,似乎这些东西都是只不过你里面的一些化学反应。
And so as you lovingly challenge that premise to secular people, they'll start to realize, hey, it is, there's a contradiction here.
如果你用爱心的来挑战他们这个假设的时候,他们就会想到其实在当中真的好像有一些冲突在。Because
if love and joy is just chemical reaction, you have no cause to complain.
因为如果爱和喜乐只不过都是身体里面的一些化学反应的时候,人不应该有什么投诉埋怨呢?
But we're thankful that they do complain against cruelty, because we ought to complain against cruelty. We ought to complain against injustices. We ought to complain against prejudice.
但是人很明显的, 他是对残酷, 对, 不公平, 这些东西, 他们是在有一个控诉。
And we do so. Why? Because there is a moral order.
为什么人会这样做呢? 因为在人里面是真的有这个道德的秩序在这里。
We do deep down sense there is a dominion of darkness and a dominion of light.
因为在人的深处里面，他们真的知道是有一个黑暗的权势，亦都有一个光明的权势。
And Paul elsewhere in Romans, his letter to Romans, tells us we suppress that.
保罗在罗马书里面说，只不过我们人是去压抑这些东西。
We know there are things that are definitely wrong and some things that are definitely right.
在我们里面，我们知道有一些东西是很肯定的是错的，有一些是很肯定是对的。
And that can't be if there's only divisible. If there's only divisible, that can't be.
如果说这个世界只是看见的东西才存在的时候，是不可能的。
But thanks be to God, right? There is something besides the physical.
但是他感谢神的就是，因为在这个世界里面存在的，除了一些物质看见的东西之外，还有其他。
And here's what Paul's saying about those who take the secular view of life. He says they do see the moral order of things.
所以保罗在这里讲就是说，如果你是用世俗的眼光去看人生的时候，你要知道这个是有一个道德的秩序在这里的。
Even people who don't believe in God, they know something about right and wrong.
就算人不信神也好，但他们都会知道哪些是对，哪些是错。
Or to put it another way, they see things held together in the world, but they don't know why.
或者这么说，这些人他们都可以看见就是说，在这个世界里面的东西是怎样的维系，是在一起，只不过他们不知道为什么。
They actually see the moral order of things, right? It's not good to kill. They know that.
他们知道有一些是道德秩序上面的东西，譬如他们会知道去杀害是不好的。
But secular people don't know where that came from.
只不过他们不知道这个秩序是在哪里来的。
That's why it's an advantage to be a Christian. You don't have that problem.
所以对基督徒来讲有这个好处就是我们没有这个问题。
It's because of what Paul says in Colossians 1. It's in God that everything holds together.
因为保罗在哥罗西书一章他讲到说，万有都是靠神而立，靠祂而立的。
It's in God. That's why we have science.
因为在神里面，所以我们有科学。
We would have no science if it wasn't for God.
因为如果不是神的时候，我们不会有这个科学。
We would have no ability to make moral distinctions at all if it wasn't for God.
因为如果不是在神为神的话，我们根本没有这个能力来到去做这些道德的决定。
That's why Paul harps on the fact that God is the cosmic king.
所以保罗在这里说，耶稣基督他是这个宇宙的王。
Because the things you see, the order, the laws of nature, the things you see are because of him.
因为我们看见在这个宇宙里面，那个秩序，那个大自然的定律，是因为耶稣基督的缘故。
And that's why Christians don't have that tension that secular thinkers have, that contradictory nature in there. In understanding things.
所以当我们要去明白这个大自然和明白这些东西的时候，基督徒不会同世俗的人，他们在当中，他们不会有这个张力。
Because Christians know why they feel good. It's because of him.
因为基督徒知道为什么他们会感觉是开心，因为我们知道是因为神的缘故。
It's not because of your neocortex and chemicals.
不是因为我们脑里面的一些化学反应。
It's the same reason why Mary felt good at Christmas.
正如好像我们看见, 玛利亚为什么她对于耶稣基督的诞生, 她是, 喜悦的。
We just celebrated Christmas, right? Last month.
我们刚刚上个月才去, 庆祝完这个圣诞节。
And let me show you in Luke 1, this is on slide 3 and 4. I have it both in English and in Chinese. Luke 1, 46-49. Again, wonderful passage. We looked at this at Christmas Eve. And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
这段经文呢，我在圣诞节的时候都有看过的，就是路加福音第一章的第46至第49节。他这里这么说，玛利亚说，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因为他顾念他侍女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我有福，那有权能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣。
How can Mary say this? How can Mary praise God in Luke 1? Remember the setting? What was happening to her?
为什么玛利亚她可以在这里来到去赞美神，可以讲出这些说话呢？
Didn't she know that this pregnancy and birth in a traditional culture in the first century culture Palestine will bring Joseph and her ridicule?
难道她不明白的，就是当她要怀孕，她要生这个儿子的时候，在这个第一世纪巴勒斯坦这个传统的文化里面，可能带给约瑟和带给她呢，都很多被人嘲笑呢？
Isn't Mary aware that life threats from powerful people that are far more stronger than her are going to try to crush her?
难道她不能够知道呢，即可能一些更有权势的人呢，会对她的生命呢，会构成很多的威胁吗？
Think about when she's saying that. She was a pregnant, unwed teenager in a traditional culture.
因为当她这样说的时候，难道她不知道她是在这个传统的文化里面，她是一个还没结婚而怀孕的一个的年轻人。
Yet she says, my soul glorifies the Lord.
但是她说到我心尊主为大。
Now thankfully, the Apostle Paul doesn't just leave us with that truth, the cosmic king, Jesus, you know, just to mull over. He doesn't just do that, you know, so you can fancy your brain.
那在这里呢，就使徒保罗呢，他不是只是说呢，讲到说耶稣基督是这个宇宙的王，那就等你呢，在你的脑袋知识里面呢，来到去用好理智的来到去思考。
Yes, there is great theology. Don't get me wrong, there is great theology in the letters of Paul.
没错，在保罗的书信里面他都有很多的神学。
There are a lot of things to consider, and people have considered them, right?
那也都有很多的东西是让人来到去思考的。
But you must remember that through these letters, they are letters. They're just letters to groups of people. That's what Paul does. He writes letters to groups of people.
但你要知道呢，保罗透过这些书信呢，他通常呢都是写给一群一群的人的。
And Paul never brings theology out except pastorally. He brings out pastorally to help you make sense of life, help you to live life.
咁当保罗咧，佢将呢啲嘅神学咧讲到出嚟嘅时候咧，佢主要嘅目的咧就系要去牧养佢哋，牧养呢啲嘅人，让佢哋咧去认话俾你听，你要点样嘅去过你嘅生活。
Because he wants you to live life as God designed it, not how you fancy it.
佢咧希望呢啲人咧就话你要过一个点样神要你过嘅生活，唔系咧喺当中咧你去做更多嘅幻想。
And the truth that all physical and moral order and structure are in the universe because of God is more, much more than a cosmic theological abstraction.
咁所以咧，佢讲到咧，当佢讲到咧，耶稣基督系一个宇宙嘅王嘅时候咧，喺呢个地上有呢个物质，同埋亦有呢个道德嘅嗰啲嘅秩序啊，嗰个结构嘅时候咧，佢唔系净系讲俾你听咧一啲嘅神学一啲抽象嘅嘢。
And how do we know that? It's in that phrase, in Him.All things hold together.
他在这里讲到万有是靠他而立的。
Because the word that's used there is extremely unusual one in Koine Greek.
那在这里他用有一个字呢 是一个希列的字呢是很不寻常的。
That word behind hold together is a word that's was very popular among the Stoics.
那这个字立这个字，即或者是将一些东西维系在一起，这个字是他讲到是好像是一些人是很坚忍的人。
The Stoics were a party of people who believed the most important thing in life was to be strong, and not to fall apart under pressure.
咁咧，呢啲 static 嘅人咧，喺當時嚟講咧，就係一班嘅人咧，佢哋咧就係好好似咧係好捱得嘅。佢哋係要咧話俾你聽，佢哋自己要好堅強，唔可以咧喺壓力當中咧俾壓力咧嚟到去崩潰嘅。
But the Apostle Paul uses that word that the Stoics used as a way of talking about the universe.
但係咧，保羅咧，佢就用同一個嘅字咧嚟到去講到神點樣嘅嚟到去托起呢個萬有。
That's what he's trying to explain in verses 9 to 13.
这个就是他在第九节第十三节那里他想尝试去解释的。
Just as the Lord Jesus Christ, because he exists, holds all things together under his kingship,
耶稣基督他是这个宇宙的王，他怎样将这个宇宙来到去维系在一起。
Paul says, in the same way, look at your life.
他说同样看看你的生命也是一样。
And Paul pastorally says, is your life presently a cosmos held together by the living God or a chaos?
咁佢話究竟你而家嘅生命係咪就係好似神咁樣去將你將呢個宇宙維係連埋一齊咁樣樣咧？因為你嘅生命就好似係一個嘅混沌嗰度咧。
Because Paul's just explained to us the universe is a cosmos, not a chaos.
因为保罗他讲到话这个宇宙是什么？这个宇宙是有秩序的。
That's because of God, he explains.
因为神的缘故。
That's because it's under his lordship.
因为这个宇宙都是在神的那个主管之下。
Right? Again, Paul's very clear here. All things are held together, right? By God, right?
他说万有都是靠神来到是立的，或者是围在一起，围在一起的。
Therefore, he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以他是万王之王，万主之主。
But he also says pastorally, look at your own life.
咁喺呢度，佢亦都讲对话，睇下你自己嘅生命。
And this is on slide 5. Is your life presently? Is it a cosmos, all things held together by God, or is it chaotic?
咁佢话究竟你而家嘅生命系咪好似个宇宙咁样，让神嚟到去围埋一齐？被神立，一或是你是还在一个混沌当中呢？
Are the pressures of life too hard? Are you falling apart? That's chaotic, right?
是不是生命里面的压力是叫到你来到去崩溃，以致你 是在一个混沌当中呢？
And Paul pastorally is saying, to the degree you have your life under the kingship of Christ, to that degree, your life will hold together just like the universe.
咁佢話咧，保羅咧就去牧養佢哋嘅時候，勸勉佢哋就話：你嘅生命亦都係要讓喺神嘅嗰個嘅王權嘅主權之下，以至讓神嚟到去將你嘅生命咧係有秩序咁樣嚟到去掌管。
And he says the opposite is true too. The degree that your life is not under the lordship of Christ, not under His mastery and His obedience, that's the degree your life is falling apart.
咁如你嘅生命咧，唔系喺神嗰个嘅主管，同埋咧系去顺服神嗰个嘅时候咧，你嘅生命咧亦都会系崩溃嘅。
I don't know the your present circumstances. You know, maybe you're facing a lot. I know I'm facing a lot. Maybe you're facing even more.
我唔知道你今日嘅处境，你面对啲乜嘢嘢？可能你面对好多嘅嘢。我今日我就要面对好多嘅嘢。
Maybe you too.
可能你都
have a loved one who's battling cancer.
或者你有你所爱嘅人，佢哋系同癌症嚟到去抗战。
Maybe you have lost a job.
或者你失去咗你嘅工作。
Maybe you feel in some fashion that your life is falling apart.
或者咧喺唔同嘅形式上边，你觉得你嘅生命咧好似。支离破碎咁样。
Here's what makes your life fall apart. It's not what happens to you, but how you respond, how you react to the circumstances.
你点解你会觉得你嘅生命咧，好似咧系支离破碎咁样咧？唔系因为你所经历嘅嘢，而系你点样嘅去回应。
Yes, cancer is bad, and maybe you know someone who has stage 4 cancer, and it doesn't look good.
冇错，癌症系唔系一件好嘅事，或者你面对第四期嘅癌症嘅时候，你好似觉得都冇乜希望。
Maybe 2020 shows that your job's going to be gone.
或者在2020年裡面呢,你會知道呢,你會失去你一份工作.
Maybe your mother just passed away.
或者你的母親剛剛過身.
Will you fall apart? Or will you be held together?
你會不會因為這些時候而崩潰下來呢?因為你會被建立起來呢?
And Paul saying, it's completely dependent on how much your life is under the kingship of Christ.
他說你的生命究竟會是怎樣的時候,其實都是可以看看,究竟你以耶穌基督為你的主是有多少?
How are you going to react to the hardships of life?
你怎樣來到去回應生命裡面,或者生活裡面的這些艱難呢?
Are you going to be chaotic? Things are going to crumble and fall apart?
你會不會是好像是很混亂的,就讓這些東西來到去破碎呢?
Or is life in Jesus Christ where all things are held together?
又或你會將你的生命在耶穌基督裡面,讓祂來到去將你生命裡面所有的東西維繫一起?
Notice it says you're not holding it together. Christ is holding it together.
不是你自己來到將這些東西來到去拉埋一起,而是耶穌基督去幫你將這些東西維繫一起.
That means you need to get into Christ.
即是說你要去到基督那裡.
Union with Christ.
要跟基督聯合.
That's doctrine. United to Christ.
這是一個教義去告訴我們,跟基督聯合.
And that's the reason why he uses such an unusual word. Paul uses that unusual word to be held together here. He doesn't say hold yourself together. He says God holds all things together.
所以在這裡保羅用到的字就是說怎樣將這些東西去維繫在一起呢?不是說你自己怎樣將這些東西來到去維繫好,而是說是神怎樣將這些東西建立維繫。
Put it another way, just as Jesus holds the world together, the cosmos, the universe together with his lordship, he'll hold you together.
就好像等于耶稣基督他怎样将这个宇宙里面的东西,用他的主权来将这所有的东西来到去维系建立联系一起,他会将你的生命都是这样维系在这里。How
can that be?
怎样可以这样呢?
Well, that's what Paul explains in verses 12 to 13. It's a prayer. He's praying for the Colossian Christians.
怎樣可以做到呢? 保羅在9至13節那裡去這樣的為哥羅西的人去祈禱.
And if you carefully study verses 9 to 13 and that prayer, it's really a blueprint. It's a blueprint how to bring yourself under the kingship of Jesus Christ.
如果你很留心地去看這幾段經文的時候,這個可以給你一個藍圖看到,就是說我們怎樣可以讓我們在神的那個
That's the very reason Paul's praying for them. Right? Verse 9, I'm praying that God would fill you with all the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And he goes on in 10 and 11, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great what? Endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father.
保罗在第9至第11节那里,他讲到,他说他为他们什么祈祷呢?他说,他为你们不住地祷告祈求,愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上,满心知道神的旨意,以至呢,他说,好叫你们呢行事为人,对得起主,凡事蒙他喜悦,在一切善事上结果子,渐渐地多知道神,然后照他荣耀的权能得以在各样的力上加力。
What's he saying?
在保罗说什么呢?
You're undergoing a process.
他说你经过一个过程.
Being a Christian is a process.
他说做一个基督徒是一个过程.
Of what? Understanding what the will of the Lord, the King, is.
这个什么过程呢? 他说就是我们可以去明白 这个王的旨意是什么?
And in order to get under the Lordship, you have a process to go through.
我们要在神那个统, 即係讓神嘅主權嚟到去統治我哋裏邊，係要經過一個嘅過程。
That means all of your life is a learning opportunity to learn the will of God.
咁即係話咧，你嘅生命咧就係、是、你個整個嘅生命咧都係嗰個機會咧，就係、是、去更多嘅嚟到去認識神嗰個嘅旨意。
That means you need to ask, so what does the Bible teach?
咁即係話咧，你要問嘅就係話到咧，聖經教我一啲咩嘢咧
？How does it apply to this part or that part of my life now?
點樣咧可以應用喺呢一我生命嘅呢一部分，或者係生命嘅第二部分咧
？And you do that day after day after day in the Christian life. It's a process, a journey.
咁咧喺呢個基督徒嘅生命裏邊咧，係一個過程。你每一日、每一日、每一日。
Slide 6, learning what God wants and then obeying Him in that revealed truth, it takes time, it takes processing.
咁咧，我哋要去學習去認識神嘅旨意，然後咧點樣嘅去信服信服神喺神俾我哋睇見嘅真理裏邊嚟到去信服嘅時候，呢一個係一個嘅過程。
You're not going to be able to do it alone. That's why you need your brothers and sisters in the faith.
咁你咧唔係自己一個人單獨嘅去做嘅，你係需要咧係喺同埋弟兄姊妹一齊嘅嚟到去做。
Because there are going to be seasons in your life where you're just hanging there. You're just hanging on for dear life in the life of faith.
咁咧喺你嗰個信心嘅生活裏邊咧，我哋咧就喺嗰度去堅持。
And there are other times that you're going to be full of joy, full of peace, and able to minister.To others, you still be able to minister to others when the circumstances are dire too.
咁喺我哋唔同嘅時間裏邊，有陣時可能我哋係滿有喜樂嘅。咁我哋就喺呢啲唔同嘅時間裏邊係彼此嘅嚟到去勸勉同埋服侍。
But it takes time to learn those things.
但係咧係需要時間嘅嚟到去學習呢啲嘢。
That's why you have to make the time.To get in the way of God's grace.
所以咧，我哋要去揾呢个嘅时间嚟到去进入到神俾我哋嘅呢个恩典里边。
You can't just meet with Him 1 or 2 minutes a day.
你唔可以咧每一日咧，只不过攞个一两分钟出嚟。
You got to spend time in God's Word. You got to pray to Him. You got to fellowship and fellowship not socially but focused on God.
我哋需要咧花時間嚟到去讀神嘅話語，我哋係去祈禱，同埋咧就喺主裏邊咧係同弟兄姊妹有呢個團契。
Right, proclaiming His gospel, trusting and obeying Him.
去傳講神嘅福音，同埋去學習信靠同埋信服。
And then Paul writes, as you do that, as you walk more and more pleasing to the one who's showing you more and more of His will, you're going to grow.
咁啊，保罗佢就继续话啦，佢话如果咧你学习嘅系点样嘅去行神喜悦嘅道路，而你咧又越嚟越去认识佢嘅旨意嘅时候咧，你就喺当中嚟到去成长。
Right, and what does that mean? More endurance, more patience, more of God's power in your life.
咁即系话咧喺你当中咧会有更大嘅呢个嘅忍耐，更大嘅坚忍，同埋咧你就会有更大嘅能力。
Or to put it in Paul's own words, your life comes together under the kingship of Christ.
咁或者咧就系话到喺神嗰个嘅王权嗰个主权主治理之下咧，你嘅生命咧系走埋一齐。
How does that happen?
点样可以发生咧
？Well, these paragraphs tell us two things. One.He tells us how do you enter into the kingship? You have to enter in first, right?
咁咧，咁我哋点样去做咧？咁喺呢啲嘅经文里边，佢讲我哋有两样嘢。第一，首先你要进到去神嗰个嘅主权王权嗰度。
And then secondly, Paul explains how you grow in it.
咁然后第二部分，保罗佢就讲到你点样喺神嘅掌管之下嘅时候，你去成长。
But I only have five minutes left, so I can only touch on the first part. How do you enter in?
咁但系咧，因为我哋只有五分钟剩落，所以咧我就净系讲到咧，我哋点样嘅去到神嘅嗰个嘅王权嗰度。
Well, it's right in verse 12, and Sam, if you don't mind, if you could shine up verse 12 again, it's right there, right before you.
第十二节嗰度系咁讲
，Giving thanks to the Father who has, and here's the key word, qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light, for He has rescued us.From the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son
he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
第十二章第十四节去讲，又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
The key word is qualified, and you know what that means?
在这里中文去译作的就说我们同得基业是什么意思呢？
Well, to understand, you have to go back to the Gospels.
那这个我们要看回个福音。
And there's a place where John the Baptist makes a statement.
施洗约翰他曾经这么讲。
And it's in Luke 7. I got to give you some background of who John the Baptist is, just in case you don't know.
那或者呢我如果你不知道施洗约翰是谁的时候，我或者给少少背景资料。
According to Jesus in Luke 7, John the Baptist was the greatest human being ever born in the history of the human race up to that point in time.
咁样咧，耶稣咧喺路加福音嘅第七章嗰度曾经讲过咧，系直至到嗰阵时耶稣去讲嘅时候，佢话施洗约翰咧就喺历史里边咧，最伟大嘅一个。
I have that on slide 7 and 8. I'm just going to read verse 28 again for sake of time. It's from 26, 28, but I'm just going to read 28. It's on a slide. I tell you, among those born of women, this is Jesus speaking, there's no one greater than John. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he.
咁样咧喺第二十八节七章二十八节路加福音嗰度讲，佢话我告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个大过约翰的。然而神国里最小的比他还大。
That's really quite a statement, right?
咁喺呢度佢讲嘅时候，好清楚。
And what Jesus is saying is, up to now, there's never been anyone of greater character, nobility, compassion, wisdom in the whole entire human race than John the Baptist.
咁喺呢度讲咧，耶稣就讲对话啦。直至嗰阵时嘅为止，佢话喺地上冇任何一个人比施洗约翰咧系有更大嘅一个嘅喺佢性格上面啦。更加高尚啦，更加有同情心同埋有智慧喺整个人类历史里边。
In the book of Mark, which is also in the Gospels, we're told this leader, Herod Antipas, he loved to hear from John, but John was very firm with him.
咁样咧，喺马可福音嗰度咧，亦都讲到佢话希律当时咧，佢好中意听施洗约翰讲嘢嘅。但施洗约翰咧，对佢亦都系好直言嘅。
Herod Antipas was very powerful. John kept telling him, "You're an adulterer. You need to repent. You're an adulterer. You need to repent."
咁施洗约翰当时咧，从呢个希律咧，佢常常话俾佢听，你犯奸淫，你要去悔改。
But this is on slide 9 and 10. Mark 6. Again, I'm just going to read one verse, verse 20. Mark 6:20. But Mark 6 tells us what happens. It's really incredible. This guy Herod Antipas keeps hearing John the Baptist. He wants to hear from him. Yet John the Baptist is telling him he's an adulteress.
咁样咧，呢个希律佢好中意听施洗约翰讲嘢，咁但系咧佢系犯奸淫。
Verse 20, Mark 6, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and kept him safe, because again his wife wanted to kill him, his mistress wanted to kill him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed. And yet he heard him gladly.
咁喺度讲到咧，佢话呢个希律咧，佢知道咧，希律知道约翰咧系一个义人，系一个圣人，所以敬畏他，保护他，听佢讲论就多照着行。或者佢呢度讲咧，佢话好多时咧都系讲住话犹豫不定，并且乐意听他。
See, Herod was confused. He didn't know Christ, right? He was confused, but he loved to hear from John. Why?
希律咧，佢係佢唔認識神，佢去聽嗰啲嘢嘅時候，好多時咧佢都好混亂，但係咧佢好喜歡聽約翰講嘢。
Because John showed great wisdom，
因為施洗約翰所講嘅嘢俾佢睇到咧有好大嘅智慧喺嗰度。
John the Baptist was an unbelievable character and greatness，
喺佢裏邊佢有一個好好嘅一個性格。
That's what Jesus says about John。
这个就是耶稣去怎样的去谈论到施洗约翰。
Yet what does John the Baptist say about Jesus?
施洗约翰又怎样说耶稣呢?
And this is on our last slide, number 11, Luke 3:16. This is what John the Baptist says about Jesus. John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire."
Luke 3:16.
You know, we learned this in English fellowship because we've been looking at Luke. The lowest of the servant, the lowest of the lowest of the servant in the household had to, when guests came in, untie their shoes and wash their feet.
And there
are extra literature from antiquity in Hebrew about Hebrews that say that Hebrew slaves were even forbidden to do that because it was too low.
咁樣咧喺有啲嘅文學裏邊，佢講到咧，佢話如果你嗰個仆人咧係一個希伯來人嘅時候咧，佢哋咧就會叫咧呢個希伯來人咧唔會去咁樣做，因為咧呢一啲都係一啲好卑微嘅工作。
So John the Baptist, Jesus just claimed that he's the greatest man who ever lived up to that time. John the Baptist says, "I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to even look at Jesus."
咁當耶穌咧話，施洗約翰一個點樣偉大嘅人嘅時候，但係施洗約翰佢反而話咧，耶穌基督咧，佢話佢連咧望都唔配望佢。
I'm not worthy to even be in Jesus' presence.
我甚至咧，我唔配咧喺耶穌基督佢出現嘅時候咧，我同佢嘅同座。
I'm not worthy to relate to Jesus at all.
佢話咧，我根本咧唔配咧同耶穌基督咧有咩嘅關係。
And I say that, I point that to your attention for this very reason, because Paul says what? You're worthy in Christ.
但是我这样讲呢，就是在这里，保罗他讲过，他说我们在基督里面，是被神告诉我们，我们是配得的。
Right, you the believer.
他说我们是信徒。
The least, you are, even if you were the least of the believers, you're more worthy than John the Baptist.
他說就算我們在信徒之中是最卑微最少的那一個，我們都比施洗約翰大。
Because you've been qualified. You've been qualified. You were made worthy by God.
因為我們是被神給我們有這個價值，祂說我們是合格的。
Notice Paul doesn't say you obey then you get qualified.
保羅他沒有說你信服神的時候，那你就合格了。
He says because God has done what he did by sending Jesus to the cross and dying and rising from the dead, that's because you're worthy.
他说因为其实是神将耶稣基督差到这个世界上为我们死，以致我们藉着耶稣基督我们可以是合格。
That's the gospel.
这个就是那个福音。
And as you ingest that more and more, as you realize that, you realize Jesus took your unworthiness upon himself on the cross.
咁如果我哋咧去更多嘅去明白嘅时候，我哋又睇见耶稣基督点样嘅为我哋背负我哋嘅不配，
so that you can be worthy, qualified,
以致我哋可以喺神面前，我哋合格，我哋可以系配得
to enter into God's presence, his kingdom.
可以去到神的面前，入到神的天国。
I hope you see that's so special. You can't treat it as just an everyday thing.
我希望你看见这个东西是很特别的，不是好像日常生活的东西。
And that's what you need to be able to do his will.
所以我们要怎样去做神的旨意。
The reason often that we drop the ball, we don't do his will, is because we don't understand that. We don't understand it.
有時我哋冇遵循神嗰個旨意, 係因為我哋唔明白。
But as you know it more and more that you're worthy. You're worthy because what Jesus doesn't say, oh, you know, I'm at the top of the stairs, you just climb up and you get to me.
但係當你越嚟越明白嘅時候，就係點解我哋係配得嘅時候咧？ 我哋唔係話耶穌基督淨係喺個樓梯頂上面話啊，你自己爬上嚟啦，爬上嚟啦。
God says, I've done everything. I've come down to you.
而唔係神去為我哋做曬呢所有嘅嘢，神喺樓梯上面落到嚟我哋度。
And I've made you worthy because my son, Jesus, was made unworthy, took your unworthiness on the cross.
佢話因為我讓我嘅兒子喺十字架上面為你哋背負咗你哋嘅不配，以致咧你哋係被成為
And in response to that greatness that you received, do His will. Strive and do His will.
我們就是因為回應神給我們的這麼好的東西的時候，我們就去行神的旨意。
Live in response. Obey the Ten Commandments.
我們過我們的生活來去順服神，來去遵循神。
But to obey His will, you got to understand and know what it's saying, right?
當我哋咧話我哋要去順服神嗰個旨意嘅時候咧，我哋一定要先去明白。
Otherwise, you're not obeying. You're not obeying Him.
如果你唔明白神嘅旨意嘅時候，我哋就唔係順服。
And that means you don't understand the gospel.
我哋唔信服嘅時候，即係話我哋根本唔明白福音係咩。
Because we respond, Christians respond to God has done for us.
因為基督徒我們是回應神為我們所做的,
by doing His will.
就是去行祂的旨意。
Let's pray.
我們一起祈禱。
We thank you, Father, for your word.
天父多謝你的工作。
Of the fact that you are King of all.
因為事實上你是萬有的王。
And you even hold us together under your kingship.
主權之下,
I pray, Father, that as we embark on a new year, that we would treasure that.
天父，我們在開始新的一年的時候，教導我們怎樣去,
and come under your kingship more and more.
去到神你自己的王權之下,
that means we got to trust you and we got to obey and follow you.
即是說我們去信靠你, 去, 去依靠、信靠你，同埋去遵從你嘅旨意。
And all that is in response to what greatness you have given to us, you have done for us.
呢啲都係回應神你自己為我哋所成就咁大嘅事。
So I pray, Lord, as this year unfolds before us,
主啊，當呢一年，我哋要面對呢一年嘅時候，
that we together would strive to learn together and to be doers of your word.
主啊，幫助我哋一齊嘅去學習，去更多認識你同埋做你嘅工作。
May you, O Lord, make us more like the Christ.
主啊，幫助我哋更加似基督。
May we see more and more glimmers of your hope.
主啊，讓我哋更睇到你俾我哋嘅盼望。
Despite the adversities.
就算喺困境當中。
But we ask that for His glory, for Jesus' sake.
我哋奉耶穌基督嘅名求。
Amen.